那么今天晚上可以继续在教会里面一起来敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that we are able to gather here tonight to worship God.
愿主耶稣祝福我们每位弟兄姐妹，让我们都能够在主里面能够享受敬拜神的喜乐。
And may God bless our brother and sister that we may enjoy the joy in worshiping Him.
好，现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考《路加福音》第十四章。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's study Luke chapter 14.
今天晚上要从十三章跟十四章我们的读经进度跟大家来查考，在神国里坐席的人有福了这个主题。
And according to the Bible study, we'll be studying Luke chapter 13 and 14. Blessed is he who sits in the kingdom of God.
我们请翻开路加福音十四章第十五节。
Please turn to Luke 14, verse 15.
十四章十五节说，同席的有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”
15. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God."
那这个是主耶稣被一个法利赛人的首领取去吃饭的时候，在这个筵席当中呢，他这个同席的人。跟主所说的一句话。
And this is one, this is something that another guest said to Jesus when he was invited to eat with a Pharisee.
那在这个吃饭的过程当中呢，主耶稣讲了很多道理。
And in this process of this supper, Jesus gave many teachings.
我们在读十三章、十四章的时候，会发现这个一起吃饭坐席就是在神的国里面吃饭坐席这个事情。一直重复的出现。
And from chapters 13 and 14, we see that to eat bread in the kingdom of God, keeps repeating.
因为在第十三章最后那里第二十节说，从东、从西、从南、从北有人来，要在神的国里坐席。
And from every direction, there are people who come to dine at the table of God.
但是原来本来那些自以为可以在神的国有份的人，却没有份。他们被关在门外，不能够进到这个神的家里来享受神所准备的这个筵席。
Rather, it is the people who once thought they themselves were worthy, they were cast outside of this feast.
他们在外面哀哭切齿。
And they were grinding their teeth and weeping outside.
那这个主人称他们叫做作恶的人。
And the master called these people wicked.
但是能够被邀请到主人的家里面来坐席的人，这些人。本来是没有被邀请的名单上面的，但是后来他们却享受主人家的喜乐。
But the guests who were later invited were not the the guests that the master originally had in mind.
然后到第十四章，我们就看到，那接下去又记载，主耶稣呢，他说安息的时候，到一个法利赛人的首领家里面去吃饭。
And on the Sabbath, when Jesus went to the house of a Pharisee.
然后。所以整个十四章呢，基本上都是跟吃喝有关系。
And so, generally, has these two chapters have to do with eating and drinking?
主耶稣的教训都是从这个吃喝吃饭的时候，这个时候所衍生出来的。
And the teachings of Jesus are revealed through this dining.
就让我们看到说，其实我们在教会里面呢，很多时候我们的教会的活动都跟吃喝有关系。
And often the activities or events in church have to do with eating and drinking.
但是在吃喝当中，如果能够得到神的道理，能够抓住主所要告诉我们怎么样在神的国里面真的享受神的救恩这个就是我们吃喝的目的达到了。
But the purpose of this eating and drinking will be achieved if we can truly understand the purpose and the teachings behind this dining.
我们最终的目标就是将来。我们每一个人吸的世上劳苦的时候，我们都是在神的这个桌的筵席里面，我们有一个位置坐在那边可以享受主人家的快乐。
Because our ultimate goal is to have a place, or to have a seat in the feast of God.
所以这个吃喝，现在我们要从主耶稣所讲的这个比喻里面来谈谈，我们怎样能够确保我们自己是在神的国度里面能够跟主耶稣基督一起来享受这个永生。然后神国里面是有份的人，这样一个重点。
From this parable, let's learn how we can have a place in the last feast.
也就是说，我们最后是可以 坐在这个主人的筵席上面，在那里跟主人一起享受。
To ultimately have a seat in the feast of the master.
我们可能本来不是被邀请的对象。
And maybe we were originally not the ones who were invited.
但是因为我们接受了主人他这个后来的邀请，因为我们愿意跟从主，最后我们在神的国度里面就可以坐席享受救恩的喜乐。
But because we received the master's invitation, we can in the end be able to attend this feast.
我们现在看第十四章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 1.
在安息日，耶稣到了一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
And he went to the house of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat, and they watched him closely.
这是法利赛人的首领，就是说声大，他是法利赛人的头啊。
And this is the ruler of the Pharisees, which is the head.
啊，那请主耶稣吃饭，他是安息日的时候请他。
He invited Jesus to eat with him on the Sabbath.
那当然，绝对是已经他们敬拜神的时间已经过了，从这个会堂啊聚会的时间结束之后，到这个法利赛人家里面去吃饭的。
So of course, this is after they have already worshipped in the synagogue.
那这个饭局呢，他们这个法利赛人这个主人应该邀请了很多宾客来的。
And so he must have invited many others.
那特别圣经说，哎，他们就窥探他，表示说这个被邀请的这些人当中，有人想要来窥探耶稣。
So among these guests, among them, they wanted to watch Jesus closely.
第二节说，在他面前有一个患水骨的人。
And there is one who had dropsy.
啊，那这个生病的人，这个患水骨人，他应该是被这个法利赛人带来的，特别被带过来的。
And this man was especially brought to Jesus.
那这个就是为什么他们想要窥探耶稣，用这个人来窥探耶稣。
This is why they wanted to watch Jesus closely, to watch Jesus closely through this man.
主耶稣也知道他们在想什么。
And Jesus knew what they were thinking.
所以第三节，主耶稣就对律法师和法利赛人说：“安息日治病可以不可以啊？”
And Jesus answering spoke to lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?"
这个时候他们都不言语，不讲话了。
But they remained silent.
啊，然后主耶稣就当然就治好他，表示可以，就是治好这个人了。
And then Jesus healed him, so he's saying, "Yes, you can."
然后就叫他走了，啊，这个人就离开了。
And he left.
啊，所以这个人啊，真的是。本来是要被当作一个工具来刁难耶稣、试探耶稣人，这个人最后得到主的恩典，他平平安安的离开。
So this man originally was supposed to be a snare to Jesus, but in the end he received the grace of God.
他一定觉得很惊讶。
And he must have been very astonished.
这个人得恩典是真的是意外的。
And it is out of what he had expected that he received this grace.
我们看到说，主耶稣他看到每一个需要帮助人，他心里面都存着怜悯。
And Jesus held a heart of mercy toward anyone who needed help.
真的，从圣经看来，每一个到主耶稣面前来的，没有一个失望的。
In the Bible, everyone who came before Jesus for help was not let down.
我们今天如果愿意就近主耶稣，我们一定不会失望。
If we draw near to Christ, we will never be disappointed.
好，这个人走了之后，第五节，主耶稣便对他们说：“你们中间谁有驴或者是牛，在安息日丢在井里面，不立时拉他上来呢？”
And after this man left, Jesus answered them, saying, "Which of you, having a donkey or an ox, has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out of on the Sabbath day?"
他们不能对答这话。
And they could not answer him.
表示说，他们实际上是会把他拉上来的。
And this is to say that they would pull up the donkey.
但是对那个患病的这些需要神的恩典的人，神的医治的人，他们却认为说在安息是不可以。
But concerning those who needed help and to be healed, they thought that they shouldn't be healed.
在路加福音里面，我们在读从前头一直读到现在，我们发现主耶稣有三次都被法利赛人请到他们家里面去吃饭。
From the beginning of Luke to chapter 14, we see that three times Jesus was invited to the house of the Pharisees.
在第七章、第十一章、第十四章，三次主耶稣被请。
In chapter 7, 11, and 14, Jesus was invited.
每一次被请去吃饭的时候，都发生一些事情。
And every time he was invited, something happened.
那些法利赛人呢？他们都对主耶稣的作为很不满。
And the Pharisees were not satisfied with what Jesus had done.
心里面就议论纷纷呐、啊，主耶稣怎么啊？这个罪有罪的女人啊，做到这些事情他都不知道，然后让他这样做。
And they murmured among themselves, saying, "How can Jesus let a sinful woman do this?"
哦，然后到第十一章的地方。 主耶稣吃饭的时候没有洗手，饭前没有洗手。
And in chapter 11, Jesus did not wash his hands before he ate.
哇，然后他们就开始又不满意了。
So they were not satisfied.
主耶稣就跟他们讲道理。
But Jesus told them.
讲得非常严厉，你法利赛人，你们有祸了。
But he was very harsh. He said, "Woe to you, Pharisees."
然后到第十四章这里，第三次。
In chapter 14, the third time.
他们带这个人来是要来试探耶稣的。
They brought this man to be snared to Jesus.
主耶稣让他们了解，在安息日治病是应该的，因为这个人本来就是应该得到神的释放的。
But Jesus allowed them to understand that on the Sabbath people should receive freedom.
然后在路加福音里面跟四福音书里面、啊、特别都在强调主耶稣医病、啊、有七次的时间都在安息日的时候发生的。
In Luke and the Gospels, it was recorded that seven times Jesus healed people on the Sabbath.
那这个每一个事情都是有主耶稣特别的用意。
And every action he did had a special meaning.
哦，这七次在安息日治病，都是要让所有的众人，包括当时的这些犹太人，都明白说主耶稣是安息日的主，在安息日做善事是应该的。
And this was to let all men know, and including the Jews, that he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and to do good or to do good on the Sabbath is what he is supposed to do.
在安息日人应该本来就应该享受神的恩典的。
We should enjoy the rest and grace of God on the Sabbath.
所以这些事情其实对当时候这些法利赛人来说，他们是对动物、对他们所拥有的财物来说，他们是这样做，但是对人，他们就没有这个怜悯心了。
For the Pharisees, they had this compassion towards their possessions and their animals, but not towards people.
所以他们就是被这个律法绑住，他们不知道神的原则在哪里。
So they're bound by the law and they do not know the principles of God.
主耶稣就一直在要打破他们这样的一个观念，他们这个顽固的想法，要让他们了解主耶稣基督，他已经告诉我们什么叫做安息，什么叫做在主里面真正的敬拜。
And Jesus wants to break this mindset of theirs and show them what is the true meaning of worship on the Sabbath.
然后到第十章接下来，你看主耶稣第七节，他说看到有所请的客拣选所位，就用比喻对他们说。
And continuing on in verse 7, he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how close the best places, saying to them.
这个所请的客人当然就是这个法利赛人了。
And of course, the guests were the Pharisees.
你如果看马太福音第二十三章，或者是那个路加第十一章，你就看到这法利赛人本来就是喜欢坐在那个筵席的首位，在会堂的高位，然后喜欢人在街市上问他们的安，他们希望被提升，然后得荣耀。
And so from this chapter and Matthew chapter 23, we know that the Pharisees like to sit in the high places and to be greeted on the streets.
主耶稣特别用这个比喻，接下去从第七节开始到第十四节，都是对这个法利赛人说的。
Jesus especially used this parable to tell the Pharisees.
他先对那个被请人来说。
He first told them to the guests.
就是说，我们人一定要觉得要有这个谦卑的心啊。
He told them, as men, we must have humble hearts.
不要一开始就想要去坐在首位。
And don't give the best.
不要认为自己很尊贵啊，这是理所当然的。
Don't think that you are honorable than others.
因为最后你会变得很羞愧。
Because in the end, you will be very ashamed.
因为你不知道那个宾客当中有哪些人是比你更尊贵的，所以你最后被拉下来，那时候就很难看了。
Because you don't know who is more honorable than you among the guests.
好，所以第十一节，凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。
So in verse 11, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
那这样的一个原则对神对人都一样。
And this principle is the same with man and with God.
因为主耶稣基督他本身就是一个谦卑的例子。
Because Jesus himself is the example of humility.
腓立比书第二章里面特别说，他是本来是在天上的神，他自卑成为人，成为仆人来服侍，最后神就把他升高。
And in Philippians chapter 2, it tells us that Jesus lowered himself to the likeness of man, and he was raised up by God.
哦，最后你看，如果真的谦卑的人，最后在神面前就被提升，就是在神的国度里面就变得有价值。
Those who are humble will be exalted by God. 哦，
那接下去，然后主耶稣又反过来对这些做主人的说。
And Jesus told the master.
就是说，你现在 可以设摆筵席请人啊，不要请你的朋友、弟兄、亲属、户族的邻舍，因为他们哈、哦、可能会再回请你，回报你的这个啊，你这个恩典。
And he said to them, when you give dinner or supper, do not ask your friends, brothers, relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they invite you back and you be repaid.
好，那你要请谁？要请那些第十三节说，要请贫穷的、瘸残废的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了。
But you shall invite to the feast the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed.
为什么？因为十四节说他们没有什么可以回报你的。
And why is this? Because they cannot repay you.
所以你去请那些人，真的是从心里面愿意去怜悯这些人，让他们分享你家里的快乐，让他们的可以借着筵席身体得健康啊，那个心灵得饱啊，他们的身体可以健康起来，得饱足。
So when you're inviting these type of people, you are showing true compassion that they will enjoy the feast.
对，他们不，但是你如果请那些有钱的人，那是可以互相回报，就是吃饭饭局请来请去、啊、这个只是一个人间的一种社交的一种交换场合而已，没有什么真正的益处了。
But when you invite your brothers, relatives, or rich neighbors, they can invite you again, and it will be just like a social exchange.
那这个就是吃吃喝喝，这个就是时间打发过去，其实也没有什么价值。
And there will be no meaning to your eating and drinking.
所以主耶稣特别强调，那个富有人要愿意去怜悯这些贫穷的。
So Jesus especially emphasized that the rich should have compassion on the poor.
因为在箴言里面特别强调，这个。要怜悯贫穷，这是神对富有人所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God in Proverbs for the rich.
我们现在看箴言第十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
今天其实我们在神面前，我们都不是贫穷的人。
And today,
至少在物质上啊。
Before God, at least materialistically, we are not poor.
十九章十七节。
Proverbs 19 verse 17.
箴言十九章十七节，怜悯贫穷的，就是借给神他的善行，神必偿还。
17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given.
这就是主耶稣告诉这些请客的主人呢，应该用这样一个态度来怜悯贫穷。
This is the mindset that Jesus wants the master of the dinner to have.
因为神必然报答。
Because God will repay them.
那报答就是到义人复活的时候，你就要得着报答了。就是将来在天国里面，你将得到神的赏赐。
And that is in the kingdom of heaven, you'll receive a reward.
啊，那当时候，你看主耶稣讲完，对这个客人讲了，又对这个主人讲了之后，其中有一个人就突发奇想，就想起了这一句话来了。
And after Jesus had told all these things to the guests and to the master, someone thought of something.
他就接着说，哦，那将来在义人复活的时候就要得到报答，就是说，那这个在神的国度里面，你是可以被神请客，当作神的贵宾，那这样子你就有福了。
And someone thought, well, it is blessed to be one of the guests to be invited in the kingdom of heaven.
那这个同席的人是谁呢
？And who is this guest?
很有可能是当时候的法利赛人。
It must have been one of those Pharisees.
因为现在这个主人是法利赛人的首领啊。
Because the master is a ruler of the Pharisees.
好，那所以他现在邀请的朋友，当然都是跟他们同类的人呢、哦，应该是比较有可能是这样子的。
So of course, it is more likely for him to invite Pharisees.
哦，所以主耶稣才特别跟这些在社会上有地位、有钱、有权的人、有钱的人，跟他讲这些比喻。
Jesus tells this parable to those who have status in the world.
那这个人也认为说，哇，那将来我如果可以在神的国度里面呢、哦，在义人的会中有份，哇，那就真的是。有福气了。
And this man thought, how blessed would I be to be one who would sit in the kingdom of God?
好，接下去第十六节，主耶稣又对他讲了这个比喻了。
And verse 16, Jesus gave another parable.
这个比喻在马太福音第二十二章也有记录。
This is also recorded in Matthew chapter 22.
但是在路加福音看来，他有一个重点，他要提醒众人的。
But in Luke, he has a main point he wants to tell them.
他要告诉我们说。本来有一些预定要被请的宾客，最后有很因着很多很多的理由，最后都没有办法在神的国度里面坐席。
And he's telling them that many of the guests that he invited originally, because of various reasons, were not able to in the future sit at the seat of a great supper.
他们一个一个一个一个啊，都推辞，然后就走了。
one by one they rejected and left.
所以这个比喻一开始说一个人设摆大筵席，请了很多宾客。
And so the beginning it says a certain man gave a great supper and invited many.
等到都已经准备好了，筵席已经好了，现在开始是邀请宾客来坐席。
When everything is prepared, he tells his servant to invite the guests.
第十八节。
18.
这些众人被请的这些众人说，一口同音的推辞了，不要不要。
But all who were invited began to make excuses with one accord.
第一个是说买了一块地要去看看，所以没有时间去坐在跟你一起吃饭。
The first said, I have bought a piece of ground, so I have no time to sit with you.
你看买了一块地要去看看，一定要这个时候看吗？我可以改天看。
And if you have bought a piece of ground, do you have to go see it now?
如果今天这个人如果是尊重主人的邀请，看重主人这个给他的这个机会。
And if this man truly looks highly upon this opportunity,
看地可以换别天去啊，不一定这个时候去啊。
Then he can choose another day to look at his land.
就看到这个人的心态了。
And you can see the mindset of this person.
十九节。
19.
有一个说买了五对牛要去试试看，所以你准我辞了哦，不方便去了。
Another said, I have brought five yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them.
那买了牛要去试，也不见得这个时候一定要做。
But if you have bought oxen, do you have to test them right now?
你看他所讲的理由都不是在我真的说我现在没有办这件事情，马上没命的那种很紧要关头的事情。
And none of them have really great emergencies to attend.
第三个第二十节说。
And the third one.
有一个说才娶了妻子，所以不能去。
Verse 20, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.
那路加就举了这三个例子出来。
And Luke mentioned these three examples.
就概括了所有被邀请的人都一口同意的推辞了主人的邀请。
That they rejected with one accord.
这些人本来都是有福气的，因为主人对主人来说都是他要邀请来一起坐席来吃享受的。
Originally, these people were blessed to be invited to the great supper prepared by the master.
但最后当所有的准备好的时候，他们却因着各种不同理由，他们就一一的拒绝。
But after the supper has been prepared, they rejected because of various reasons.
这个买地的这个人，
and this man who bought a piece of
ground, 他看起来，他注重的是他希望他拥有地上的产业。
It seems that he looks highly upon having inheritance on this earth.
他追求的这个就是这个世界。
And he pursues the world.
那这个买牛的人，
and this person,
他要试试牛。那这个牛是当他这个经营事业的一个工具，就是这个有牛，他才能够出产更多的。
And this oxen is a means of pursuing his career.
所以他用心要去经营他的事业。
So he is using everything he has to pursue his career.
他追求了这个地上的财富了。
He is searching the riches of the earth.
所以因为这样子，所以他也拒绝了主人的邀请。
Because of this, he also rejected the master's invitation.
第三个是娶的妻。
And the third one married a wife.
那娶的妻。如果是聪明的话，把妻子一起带去啊，一起去带去，求主人说：“我刚开场也去，所以你的宾客里面没有我的妻子，能不能把我妻子也放进去，然后一起来享受？”
If this man is wise, he would have asked the master to prepare another seat for his wife, that his wife may go with him.
他反而是把就说：“不要了，没办法。”
But instead, he said, "No, I cannot go."
所以他追求的是什么？他重视的是什么
？So what does he look highly upon?
他重视的是，这个新婚蜜月这样的一个享受。
And he only enjoys this honeymoon period.
他追求爱情，他追求家庭他觉得说这样子比起坐在那边吃喝还有价值。
He thinks that there's more value in love and family than sitting at the supper of the master.
这个就是今天我们绝大部分人在这个世上所追求的三个重点。
And these are three main points that people of the world pursue today.
你看，我们今天所看到的，如果一般没有主、没有天国盼望的人，基本上就是追求地上的这些产业。
Basically, those who do not have hope of eternal life pursue these three things.
我们追求财富。
We pursue riches.
我们追求地上的享受满足我们肉体的需要。
The enjoyment of the world.
然后我们很自然的就看清了这个神国这个救恩。好像目前看不到，好像你也享受不到了这个真正的存到永远的属灵的满足跟喜乐。
And naturally, we look lightly upon the enjoyment that we cannot see right now.
这个既然拒绝了所以最后仆人就回来把这个事情告诉了主人。
And because these people rejected, the servant reported these things.
第二十一节，主人就动怒。
21, the master of the house was angry.
就跟仆人说，来出去，到大街小巷去领那些贫穷的、瞎眼的、残废的、瘸腿的来。
He said, go out quickly in the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
这些人都被领进来的。
And all these people were invited in.
还有空位。
And there were still empty seats.
然后他说，出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。
And he said, go out to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled.
也就是说，被这个主仆人碰到的啊，愿意听从仆人的这个话的人，有时候有些即使是富有的人，或者是他其实啊也没有什么缺陷的人，他也会进来，他也能够坐在这个啊主人的这个筵席上。
And that is everyone who heeded the voice of the servant, whether lacking or not lacking, they all came into the house.
这样子把这个主人的筵席都坐满了。
And the house was filled.
让这个主人啊觉得很满意了。
And the master became satisfied.
然后第二十四节。
24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得尝我的筵席。
For I say to you that none of those men who invited shall taste my supper.
那这句话之后，在马太福音他特别提到说。被招的多，但选上的少。
And Matthew chapter 24 especially mentions that,
被招的
many are chosen, but few receive.
被选上的，被招满的很多，被招进来的，但是真正被选上的，确实是不多。
Many are invited, but few are chosen.
所以这里在告诉我们，你看，其实这里是主耶稣所讲的一个很重要的救恩的预表。
And this is an important prefiguration of.Of eternal life.
那这个预表就是本来被请的这些人就是犹太人，是亚伯拉罕的后代。
And originally, those who were invited were Jewish, and they were Abraham's descendants.
他们本来应该要先得到这个救恩的。
Originally, they were the ones who received the salvation.
那可是因为他们拒绝。
But because they rejected.
所以这个救恩就临到外邦人了。
And this salvation was given to the Gentiles.
这个就是保罗在罗马书一直强调的一个重点。
This is what Paul repeatedly emphasized in the book of Romans.
我们今天本来都是跟这个救恩没有份的，不认识神的人。
Originally, we had no part with salvation.
那我们其实在当时候犹太人的眼光里面，都是不洁净的，都是不够格的，就像这些瞎眼的、贫穷的、瘸腿的这些残废的他不愿意跟你靠近的人。
And in the eyes of the Jews, we are unclean, just as the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
但是最后，我们却被主人被这个仆人找回来，找到来做这个神国的筵席里。
But in the end, we are compelled by the servant to sit in the house of the Lord.
所以预表这是外邦人最后要得到主耶稣基督的救恩。
And this prefigures that the Gentiles will receive the salvation of the Lord.
那这个是神整个救恩的计划。
This is a plan of salvation.
那现在我们都认为说，我们现在就是这些贫穷瞎眼的吗
？And so we think that we are the poor and the maimed.
但是我们要确定，我们真的在神的这个筵席上，我们有一个座位在那里坐着。
But we must be sure that we have a seat in this last supper in heaven. 因为
事情的终局强如事情的起头。
Because end of thing is more important than its beginning.
有些人被请的，但是他可能最后坐不住，他没办法坐在那里。
Many people are invited, but in the end, he may not be able to sit in that seat.
那我们现在看到路加福音的这样一个记载之后
，So when we see this passage in Luke,
我们都很希望说，我们就是这个在神的国度里面坐席的人。
We all hope very much that we are the ones who are sitting in this last supper.
但是我们应当要做什么去确保我们真的是在神的这个筵席桌子上，我们有一个座位在那边
？But how do we secure the seat in this last great supper?
因为我们不能够一厢情愿说，对啊，我现在已经领受主耶稣基督救恩了，我被邀请了，所以我在神国里面应该有份，我应该是可以得救了。
We cannot one-sidedly say that yes, I have been invited, so of course I have a seat.
但是我们如果从路加福音看来，主耶稣告诉我们有几个很重要的追求，我们一定要付出努力，然后去让我们真的在神的国度里面可以坐席。
But in Luke chapter 14, Jesus tells us there are several requirements that we must.Be determined to pursue.
从二十五节开始。
From verse 25.
我们要来看几个重点。
From how many main points?
第二十五节有极多人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说。
Now a great multitude went with him, and he turned and said to them.
当时这些很多人跟主耶稣同行啊，其实以为主耶稣是要去当地上的王，他要很风光的进到耶路撒冷去当王。复兴这个以色列的国度，所以当时很多人很拥护耶稣的。
And many among the multitudes believed that Jesus would be a worldly king, that he would enter Jerusalem majestically.
他们跟随主，其实期待是得到荣耀的。
And they wanted to receive glory.
看到这个以色列的国度重新复兴起来，哇，那个大卫王国的这个荣耀再现。
And that the glory of the kingdom of David would be once again restored.
但是主耶稣接下来对他们说：“你们错了。”
But Jesus told them they were wrong.
要跟从我的，一定要先几个很重要的前提，一定要先算清楚，你才有办法真的在神的国度里面坐席。
But Jesus told them that you must fulfill these requirements before you can sit in the kingdom of heaven.
啊，因为这一段路加特别记载第二十六节说：“人到我这里来。”若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
这个英文是说如果没有恨，那意思这个所谓的恨就是爱的多跟爱的少的这个比较而已。
And this word hate is only a comparison between loving a little and loving more.
所以意思就是说，我们今天要做主的门徒，一定要爱主、爱神，超过爱我们自己的父母、兄弟姐妹、妻子，包括爱我们自己的性命。
And that is to say that when we follow Jesus, we must love God more than all our family and more than ourselves.
也就是说，要把这个主、这个神看作最重要的。
To view God as the most important.
因为如果没有这个前提，我们就没有办法撇弃一切。
If we do not have this requirement, we will not be able to forsake everything.
就要看到神是这么样的宝贵。
We must see how truly valuable God is.
也要看到主耶稣基督，他就是神的爱，他就是神来解救我们，我们跟着他才真的能够得到救恩。主耶稣就是我们的救主。
And see that Jesus Himself is love, and He is the salvation.
没有主就没有一切。
Without Jesus, there's nothing.
但是如果有耶稣有神，我们就拥有一切，拥有天上在神的国度吃喝快乐的这种永生。
With God, we have everything and the opportunity to sit in heaven and enjoy the supper He has prepared.
这是第一个。
This is the first requirement.
第二个，第二十七节说：“凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。”
Secondly, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
就是要背十字架跟从耶稣。
You must bear your cross and come after him.
所以跟从主要先经过一段苦难。
To follow the Lord, you must go through adversity.
我们如果希望将来在神的国度，在他的桌上一起坐席，我们要先走过这一段路。
If we want to sit in the kingdom of God, we must walk through this suffering.
那我们要背十字架，表示我们愿意受苦，为着主愿意承担苦难。
To bear the cross is to be willing to suffer for him.
哦，所以接下去主耶稣才会讲这个比喻啊。
And later, Jesus mentions this parable.
所以就是要先算清楚，要先计算一下，你愿不愿意承担这样一个苦。
Have you counted the cost that you are willing to suffer this?
哦，所以他这里讲的这两个比喻，盖楼的比喻跟这个王带兵出去打仗，这两个比喻是一样的，
And,
一样的意思。
The latter two parables have the same meaning.
也就是说，我们一定要算清楚，我现在跟从主耶稣基督，其实不是要去得到荣耀啊，耶稣要当王啊，所以哇，我在那里是在人面前是哇被赞美的，其实不是这样子。
And that is to say that we follow Jesus not because we want to receive glory.
因为主耶稣最后要走上哥哥他。
Because Jesus will walk unto Golgotha.
到最后那里，他要被唾弃，他要被钉十字架，然后最后他要为我们死。
And Jesus will be crucified, and He will die for us.
他在那里要承担所有的苦难。我们今天愿不愿意跟着他走上同样的路
？He will bear all the sufferings. Are we willing to walk onto the same path?
所以要先想清楚啊，这个代价我们愿不愿意付？我们有没有看到将来在神的国度坐席的那个救恩，远比现在所受的苦难更大？所以我们愿意值得说，我要跟从耶稣。
Have we carefully considered that? The reward we receive in heaven is greater than the suffering we suffer now.
想清楚人，他才会背十字架跟从耶稣。
If you consider clearly, then only then can you follow after Jesus.
要受苦。
You must suffer.
那第三十三节。
Verse 33.
他说：“这样子，你们无论做什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。”
So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
这个要撇下一切，就是把这前面要爱主胜过一切，胜过我们的亲人、我们的生命，以及愿意背十字架跟从耶稣，最后的总结，要就是要撇下一切。
And this all refers to being able to love God more than all our family and our life, and to be able to bear the cross.
那从路加福音第十四章里面接下去第三十四节，他现在又突然又讲了一句话，他说：“盐本来是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？”
And after this, Jesus suddenly says, "Salt is good, but what if the salt has lost its flavor? How can it then be seasoned?"
你就看这个，像这句话在马太福音里面，他是在登山宝训的时候所讲的。
And this is words spoken in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew.
但是路加特别把它放在主耶稣讲完了要跟从耶稣以后，他接下去谈到的盐若失了味就没有用了。
But this is especially mentioned that if salt has lost its flavor, then it has no use.
那这个盐就是做调和的。
This salt is to be used as a seasoning.
就像主耶稣说，我们在世上是做盐做光的。
Like Jesus said, we are the salt and light of the world.
也就是说，我们在人面前，我们在人间里面需要有这个美好的见证。
That before man, we must have a good testimony.
我们若愿意在神的国度里面可以坐席，可以享受神国的快乐。
If we want to sit in the kingdom of God and enjoy this happiness,
我们一定要能够为主耶稣成为一种美好的见证。
Then we must become a good testimony for Jesus Christ.
所以，我们是那个愿意舍弃财富，然后周济贫穷的那些人。
And we must be the one who forsake riches and receive the poor.
是要愿意在人间里面成为和平之子，让这个社会因着我们的存在啊，能够更和谐啊，能够看到我们跟从主耶稣的人，他的生命是跟一般人是不同的。
That we become sons of peace, that we are different from the rest of the world.
那我们愿意把这一些美好的这个生命彰显出来，这个就是我们在神面前成为富足，积财宝在天上。
And only when we are able to manifest this, are we storing up treasures in heaven.
所以第三个重点就是我们要在人面前成为盐，成为光。
So the third point is to become salt and light of the world.
要有美好的见证。
To have a good testimony.
因为如果没有见证，我们跟从耶稣，最后会成为别人信耶稣、跟从耶稣的绊脚石。
If we don't have a good testimony, then we will become a stumbling block for others.
那对我们来说，今天我们自我的要求就很重要了。
So our personal requirement is very important.
我们如果说我们是主的门徒，
If we say that we are disciples,
但是我们在人面前却是人家指指点点的对象，那我们真的不配做主的门徒。
But if we are recipients of others' criticisms, then we are not worthy to be called disciples of God.
别人如果因为我们的表现而认为说信耶稣没有价值的时候，我们很可能是在神的国度里面没有份、没有办法坐席的那个人。
If because of us, others say that there's no value in being believing in God, then we are not worthy of this of the kingdom of heaven.
那这个就是马太福音第二十二章所讲的，最后那个人一定要穿上礼服。
And this is what is spoken in Matthew chapter 22.
我们现在看马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说：“朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？”那人无言可答。
11. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. 12. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless.
然后最后主人就说，把那个仆人说，来，把他绑丢出去吧。
And the king said to the servants, "Bind him and cast him away."
这个人本来已经坐在那个位置上了呢。
And this guest was already seated.
最后是被丢出去的。
But he was cast out.
因为他没有穿礼服。
Because he did not wear.
所谓没有穿礼服，就是他不能够成为盐，他不能够成为光，他在他的身上没有见证。
And that is to say that he did not become the salt and light of the world, and he did not have a good testimony.
所以他不配在神的桌上跟神一起吃喝快乐。
So he did not. He was not worthy to sit in the table of God.
最后是在外面哀哭切齿。
And he's weeping and gnashing his teeth outside.
这就是路加福音，他在最后用这一句话来表达什么叫穿礼服。
So Luke uses this last words to describe what it is to put on the garment.
这跟马太福音的道理是一致的。
And this is one with the teaching of Matthew.
那从路加福音在前面第九章的地方
，In Luke chapter 9,
我们看到另外一个很重要的要求。
We see another important requirement.
就是第四个要求，我们现在看。
The fourth one.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第九章第23节。
9 verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
二十四节。
24.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
这里说要舍己。
That is, this is to deny yourself.
要舍己，包括要舍掉我们的生命。愿意为主舍掉我们的生命
to be willing to deny your life.
要舍掉我们的主观的看法，我们自己认为说这样是对的，这样是好的。
And to deny our personal value system.
我们会真的愿意尊重主，胜过尊重我们自己。
To respect God over ourselves.
我们愿意为了主的缘故，放弃我们本来的坚持。
And to give up our determinations for Christ.
因为我们人在这个世界，有时候坚持很多事。其实到底最后是在坚持什么
We determine to do many things on the earth, but in the end, what is it truly that we are pursuing after?
这些坚持到最后当我们眼睛一闭的时候其实都是空的
These pursuits go empty the moment we close our eyes.
如果我们为了要得到一些好处我们不愿意舍弃我们自己最后我们其实什么都没有
If we areunwilling to give up ourselves for these benefits, then we will have nothing in the end.
但是如果我们愿意为主舍弃我们自己，舍弃我们认为的坚持，认为对的地方，然后跟从主，那我们什么都有，我们有永生。
But if we are willing to give up what we perceive as right, then we will receive everything in front of God.
这个就是路加福音里面他一直强调做门徒的四个很重要的考验。这些考验我们一定要通过。
And these are the four important trials mentioned in Luke that we must pass.
我们如果通过了，我们就在神的国度可以跟主一起吃喝，在神的国里坐席。
If we can pass these tests, then we have a seat in the kingdom of heaven.
那要做这一些工作，我们要确定我们是在神的国有份的人，我们一定要努力。
And to be sure that we can fulfill these requirements, we must work hard.
所以在路加福音十三章里面，他又讲了一个很重要的一个准备，我们一定要这样做。
So in chapter 13, it mentions a very important preparation.
第十三章的第二十三节。
13 verse 22.
有一个人说：“主啊，得救人少吗？”
And a man says, "Lord, are there few who are saved?"
二十四节。
24.
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”
He says, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able."
让我们一起努力。来进窄门，最后能够在神的国度里面，跟主一起享受他筵席的喜乐。
Let's strive to enter the narrow gate to enjoy the joy of the blessing of dining at the kingdom of heaven.
我们有时候以为说我就是已经得到了，我受洗了，我得圣灵了，我应该没问题了。
Sometimes we tell ourselves, "There's no problem. I have baptized and I have believed."
但是其实我们是真的做主的门徒呢？还是我们只是借着主的这个名号来追求这个世界的东西呢
？But have we truly become his disciples? Are we only disciples by name?
我们是不是真的主的真门徒了
？Are we true disciples?
因为唯有真的付出努力的，所以这个所有的努力，如果你看马太福音第十一章，他的努力就是要用抢的，要去抢出来的，就是我们真的要跟这个世界拼斗的，跟这个魔鬼。征战的
and to strive is to work hard and it is to confront the world
所以你看今天绝大部分我们所听到的当一个人要 离世的时候通常都是一种属灵的征战
so often when a man is about to leave the world it is a spiritual battle
通常都会看到有一个力量的挣扎 要抓
there's a spiritual struggle
但是当我们是真的在神的国度里面可以有份有位置在神里面一起坐席的人我们就很平安很喜的很满足的被主迎接
But those who have a secure seat in the kingdom of heaven can live very peacefully and with satisfaction
因为我们真的努力我们把这个道理锁住了我们跑完了我们的路程我们也有公义的冠冕等着我们去领取
Because we have strived and we have kept the faith and there's a crown of righteousness waiting for us
这个就是 路加福音里面在第十四章里面所讲的，有关于在神的国里面吃喝人有福，愿我们都是这个有福的人。
And this is what Luke chapter 14 says about blessed is he who sits in the kingdom of heaven.
让我们一起来努力得到神的这个美好的恩典。
Let us strive to receive this grace of God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
243首。
243.